year, and we've seen that in history quite a lot, with a lot of players doing well here and then going on to do well at Wimbledon, people who weren't expected to do well here.
It's an interesting dynamic with him as well. He, as Sigurdsson serves at love 30, trying to consolidate the break in the last game under a bit of pressure.
Well, a bit of an opportunity for Kravchuk as she loses her little vibration dampener, but finds it. So she'll get a first serve, even if that serve was out. And I think it's fair that it should be a let. Kravchuk is saying, well, the serve is out. But she had to go and walk the other side of where Skupski's standing to pick it up. So it was a big break in the rhythm. And when that sort of thing happens, it's generally given as a first serve. So Sigurdsson will have a first serve at love 30. Onto the line, and the return is out from Kravchuk, which will make her feel even more annoyed.
I think it's a fair decision, though.
Yeah. Be a bit harsh to, you know, make her wait all that time while you go and pick it up, come back.
It annoyed me last night in the tiebreaker, I've got to say, when Dimonov got to fall love and he had the momentum right behind him, and as he was about to serve, throw the ball up, there was a big yell of support for Zarev, and then there was another couple of yells, and momentum went.
Yep. And you don't get a first or second serve then. Serve from Sigmund Skupski gets the return all wrong. I'm not sure what he was trying to do there. He just totally decelerated. Sigmund's serve was, again, the ball tossed too far to the right. She just came right the way around it. But Skupski just basically lost his train of thought, what he was trying to do, ended up dumping it in the net.
I think, again, the heavily sliced serve. So it was coming in, really shaping into his body, but slow.
Not fast.
And so he had too much time to think, I believe.
Yeah, he lost his rhythm. So from love 30 back to 30 all. Sigurdsson serves. Goes out wide. Chip return from Kravchuk and smashed away easily by Roger Vasselin. And net players are so quick to get back for the smashes. It's the one sort of really obvious difference between the top pros and, or any of the pros actually, and top club regional players in whatever country you're in. Just they barely let the ball down bounce when the ball's up in the air. So fast. Game point, Sigmund and Roger Vasselin. Another slice serve to the backhand of Skupski, who's getting himself a bit confused with all this because he rolls it cross court. Roger Vasselin picks it off, and it's 3-1.
Again, finding their way out of trouble, Sigmund and Roger Vasselin. They've done that exceptionally well on their serves when they've been under pressure, and that's been the difference so far. Really encouraging play. Just on Dimonov before we move on, it's interesting. He says grass is his favourite surface and that he plays his best tennis. Of the eight ATP titles he's won, seven have come on hard courts. But you look at he has had success at Eastbourne.
Yep.
He was a boys' finalist quite a few years ago as Kravchuk crosses on the first point and punches that volley at Sigmund's feet, not able to return it. He did make the boys' final when beaten by Denis Shapovalov in 2016. And probably the one that got away from him was against Christian Garin a couple of years ago when fourth round he got beaten in the super tiebreaker. He's played him five times, won four, and lost the deciding super tiebreaker.
He's up two sets in that
match. It got away from him, that one.
Yeah, that was a tough loss for Dimonov, but he's, you know, improving all the time. He's playing better and better. I think people are realising that. He's number 9 in the live rankings, which equals his career best. So lots to look forward to for Dimonov. Chip return from Sigmund off a good serve from Skupski, who is really not quite on his game as he nets a very simple forehand, really just looking to come forward.
Yeah, not enough margin on that forehand. It was a chip return, so it certainly stayed a little bit lower, but I think, again, it seems when he's got the time to think and to make choices, that's where the errors are coming from.
So quiz question from Anton in a moment. 15 all, Skupski serving. This is out wide. He says, hi guys, I need more help to extend this list of players related to Grand Slam events. Not the simpler, obvious answer. Maybe listeners can help too, please. Bring you the actual question in a moment. Skupski serve, second serve. Good one to the backhand of Roger Vasselin. Hits good returns. Sigmund dives across the court to try and get it. She's now out of position. And the forehand down the line from Skupski is good. What do the following players have in common? John McEnroe, Mary Carrillo, Ivan Molina, Martina Navratilova, Mark Woodford, Jürgen Meltzer, Iveta Benisova, Bob Bryan, and who else, please? That's an interesting question. Let's see if any of the listeners out there can get the answer. I've got a feeling I know what it is. Great serve from Skupski. Takes it to 40-15. Remember, they're trailing 3-1 in the second set. And lost the first 6-4 to Sigurdsson and Roger Vasselin.
I'm glad you've got an idea, because clearly you had a stronger coffee than what I did this morning.
I need another coffee. That's what I was just thinking. I'll have to have one after this. Good chip lob return from Roger Vasselin off the serve of Skupski. And then a forehand topspin lob goes long from Roger Vasselin, but they still lead by a break. 3-2, they lead in the second set by a set to love. For me, what might give that away is Mary Carrillo being mentioned. But we'll see if any of the listeners have any ideas. Let us know. It's Twitter @radio_RG. And, of course, on the email, frenchopenradio@fft.fr. Also, let us know what you're looking forward to with the women's semis today. Coco Gauff against Iga Świątek. Jasmina Paolini against Mira Andreeva. Andreeva yesterday pulled out of the doubles. She was due to play her quarterfinal with Vera Zvonareva after her singles, but she wouldn't have started till about 8:30, 9 o'clock, and she made what's probably a very wise decision not to play, and because she had to come back today to play her singles. Tough on Zvonareva, who's having a lot of success in doubles these days, having come back to the tour a few years ago, but definitely a wise decision from Andreeva to save her legs and give herself enough recovery and also the mental side of preparing for a semi-final.
And look, really a wise decision. Just speaking of Jürgen Meltzer, I saw him yesterday down underneath the court, Susan Longlin, in the mix zone with the juniors, because he's coaching the exceptionally talented young Austrian junior Joel Schwarzler, who was a winner today in his quarterfinal. He's the second seed in the boys' singles, 6-2, 7-6. He won a challenger, ATP Tour challenger, in the lead into this boys' singles, which you think is strong. That's form good, for that. And look, he was talking to a couple of Austrian journalists at the time, but said, basically talking about the plans for the future and where he thinks he can go. And he said, look, there's still a lot of work to go. They were asking whether he would go to Australian Open and potentially try to qualify for the men's singles. He has about, I think he's ranked about 380 in the men's, and he thought at this stage, unless there was a rapid change, that might be too far off, but building slowly. He said, of course, with Dominic Thiem, there's a beautifully ripped forehand there from Roger Vasselin down the line, just too good for Skupski at the net. With Dominic Thiem announcing his retirement, pending retirement, and Meltzer having been such a good player as well, a newcomer to the scene perhaps for Austria.
Yeah, that would be a good thing. 15 love on the Roger Vasselin serve, serving to Skupski. Got a guess at the quiz question in a minute. We will get to. Keep your guesses coming in. It's an interesting question. Backhand cross court from Roger Vasselin again. Sigurdsson moves too early, and Skupski slams it straight down the line. Yeah, mate, is the answer as simple as the answer that's come in? I'm not sure. 15-all. Maybe it is. I was thinking something completely different, but John has come up with an answer. Just going to have a look back at the question myself. Come back to that. 15-all. Big serve down the tee from Roger Vasselin, coming forward on the drive volley. Kravchuk gets there at full stretch on the two-hander. Great smash inside out from Sigurdsson.
I mean, it could well be as simple as that question. Sorry, as a response, there's a couple that have come in. Richard has also written in, and
30-15. I'm going to find the actual question. It's disappeared. Skupski can't return the Roger Vasselin serve, and it's 40-15.
I can help as.
I can see it. Yes, I think it probably is as simple as that. But, well, no, Anton can let us know in a moment. And he actually says that the Meltzer Benešova Wimbledon is the best clue. 40-15, Roger Vasselin serving, and bright sunshine Good kick serve. Volley from Siegerman was low down. It was awkward. Nice angle on the backhand from Kravchuk, but a much better angle. Just on the forehand side, just opened the face of the racket. Laid it right across Kravchuk to Roger Vasselin, and they hold for 4-2.
Just such delicate touch there from the Frenchman. The 40-year-old looking sprightly out there on the court. The oldest player in this combination. As we touched on before, it's 140 years of age between them. A 40-year-old, a 30-year-old, a 36-year-old, and a 34-year-old. So 35, the average age. They're playing magnificent tennis here. They'd be old enough to qualify for veterans tennis or masters tennis.
Yes, almost.
Deadly combination, some of these players.
So there are quite a lot of guesses coming in, and I think they're saying that all these players are left-handed, but the question is, who is the other one? So Bob Bryan and who? Who did he win a mixed doubles title with? Because McEnroe and Carrillo won here. As Sigerman wins the first point on the Kravchuk serve, love 15. McEnroe and Carrillo, that was their first, McEnroe's first Grand Slam title in 1977. So you need to find a left-handed player that Bob Bryan won doubles with. I'm pretty sure, yeah, I think I know who that is. Right. We'll come back to that because this is getting tasty now and dangerous for Skupski and Kravchuk. They really need to hold serve here to at least keep some pressure on these two, Siegerman and Roger Vasselin. Roger Vasselin standing way back as Siegerman returns. Now they both move forward off the lob return. High, high lob from Kravchuk. Roger Vasselin right back to the baseline to bounce smash it. Backhand down the line from Kravchuk's good. Now she can lean into a backhand as Skupski moves forward, trying to pick off the volley. But the cross-court forehand from Kravchuk, she thought Sigerman might be poaching, went cross-court. Sigerman had stood her ground, put the volley away.
And Skupski, the net, very quick to get out of the way of that one with good reason. It was aimed at a tricky height. And well hit as Sigerman puts her hands up in apology. Great cross, great backhand volley.
It's love 30. Kravchuk serving at 2-4. Lost the first set, 6-4. Tough, tough situation. Roger Vasselin waits. Backhand return is straight to Skupski, who was diving across actually. Did well to put the volley away. Roger Vasselin and Siegerman varying their return formation, sometimes staying a little bit, the non-receiver staying a little bit back, but not completely, and then looking to move forward. Immediately they get the chance. 15-30, another big point for Kravchuk and Skupski on the Kravchuk serve. Left-hander serves down to the backhand of Siegerman, who comes forward off her backhand return, puts the backhand volley just wide. Beforehand volley just wide.
So critical here for Kravchuk and Skupski to win this game, having dropped the first set 6-4, down a service break at 2-4 in the second set, falling behind love 30 in this game. A couple of handy pieces of work on the last 2 points to get back to 30-all. It's still a big pressure point in this mixed doubles final at Roland Garros.
Absolutely. No sign of my watch starting to work. Big serve from Kravchuk just goes long, and Sigerman standing just behind the service line while Roger Vasselin waits to return. Kravchuk and Skupski go through their routine. Second serve is onto the service line. It was slow, but it looked like it was going to go long. Now they're into a baseline rally, which Roger Vasselin wins as Kravchuk nets the backhand, and it's break point to the number two seeds.
And effectively two break points, as we talked about, with the sudden death point. If they're able to snare one of these two, it's a big, big, big step forward towards claiming the Roland Garros title. If they can claim one of these 2 points with a double break in a final in doubles, would be a tricky one to try and reel back in for the Skupski Kravchuk combination.
Morning coaching? Morning Kravchuk must have been for morning Kravchuk for time, I think. Little chip return from Siegerman as Kravchuk goes down the middle, and that's the vulnerable place. Siegerman had covered it, but netted the forehand.
No, for a second it did sound like warning coaching for mine, and I was thinking that's weird. Intriguing. But no, I think just at the time of the discussion, again, Skupski and Kravchuk having a chat here.
So saved break point. Still got another one because it's sudden death juice.
It's down to 9 seconds on the clock, 8 seconds as they now wait their way. So it's going to have to be a quick combination here.
She figures she's not going
to
get
another one. 2 seconds
to
go. Ooh, right on the cusp.
Good serve. Chipped return over the head of Skupski. Then Kravchuk goes over the head of Sigerman, and it works because Roger Vasselin was trying to force a backhand down the line, and it goes long.
I think he was very worried about the prospect of Skupski crossing there.
Yeah. It's a big hold from Love 30 and then saving 2 break points. They're still in this, Kravchuk and Skupski, but it's set in 4-3 to Sigerman and Roger Vasselin.
Now, later on, once this mixed doubles final is complete, Simon, I urge if you're on the grounds, well worth getting out to court 10. There is a boys' singles quarter final in progress. And I've spoken to both the young gentlemen this week. Kaelin Biggin, a very talented player from California who trains in Florida and also trains back in California, plays against some of the pro practices with Mackenzie McDonald, Marcos Giron, depending on which state he's in. Off to UCLA next summer on a scholarship, and a really talented young left-hander. And Henry Bernay, a young boy from Switzerland who hails from TC Old Boys. Grew up in Basel.
Sounds familiar.
One-handed backhand and a beautiful one-handed backhand. All-court game, fantastic at the net. Happened to have be captained by a man by the name of Marco Ciudinelli, who was the best friends of a similar player from that club. Similar style player from that club, a guy by the name of Roger Federer.
Whatever happened to him?
I'm not sure. I believe he hit a handy one-handed backhand. But no, it's interesting. Bernay is from the same club as Federer.
Yeah.
He has some of the Swiss journalists excited, including someone you wrote a book with person.
Simon Graf, my fellow writer. We joined forces to write the Roger Federer effect, if anyone didn't hear last year when I mentioned it 1,000 times. It's only been 2 or 3 this time. I've been good. But that was very fun to write. Ooh, lovely hands from Roger Vasselin at the net for the first point of the Sigerman serve at 4-3. We had a great time writing that book, and it was really fun to do. But Federer and Ciudinelli, best friends, played computer games all night for years. They played FIFA, they played all sorts, hung out together. It was a big part of Federer's upbringing and playing at the same club together. It'd be very interesting to see Henri Bernay as he progresses in his career. So Sigerman serving down the tee to the forehand of Skupski, who misses again. He's missed way too many of these shots today. It's just not been quite his day for usually so sharp. But it's been smart play from Sigerman and Roger Vasselin to keep him off balance and mixed it up. I think that the Sigerman serve should be vulnerable, but they're not having much luck on it. It's 30 love. Kravchuk waits, crouching on the baseline to return on the backhand side. Great return. It is down the line this time. And this time, Skupski is there to put the volley away. That's what happens when you get a good return. And it's 30-15.
Gabrielle Gordon has written in, "Dear Radio Roland Garros, thanks for a wonderful fortnight as usual. Been listening for many years and every year it is wonderful. Many thanks for calling doubles and hope you have lots of Tim Tams next year from sunny and warm Fort Worth, Texas." Well, I made an unforced error by failing to remember to bring Tim Tams or barbecue
shocking
shapes.
Shocking behaviour.
And so I'm...
nice from Roger Vasselin again. He picks off the first return from Skupski, and even though Kravchuk did well to get the ball back, he just turns his racket, plays it on the angle, and it's 40-15.
Excellent use of the angles as well. Great cross. Superb net play. Yes, I'm going to need to be really on my best behaviour tonight. I'm going to need to butter up the Empress, Marcus, and hopefully receive an invitation back next year to join the team, because it was a poor mistake from my on my behalf.
Skupski doing really well to fend off one volley and then fends another one down the line, and that could be a big point. Looked like Roger Vasselin and Sigerman were going to put the ball away, but great hands, great reactions from Skupski, and it's 40-30.
and the anguish that we saw from Roger Vasselin as he walked back. Yes, they're in front here, 6-4, upper service break, but there's been such fine margins, and every single point matters in this format, and it does keep Skupski and Krajicek alive in this game. And you can hear the crowd right behind the combination, largely, I think, in favour of Roger Vasselin, given he's a favourite here in Paris.
Now, Siegmund gets a code violation because her time runs out. But she just takes a breather, takes a bit more time, gets herself ready. It's 40-30, game point for a 5-3 lead. Slice serve to the forehand, down the line from Skupski, and this time he makes it. And that's a good time to find your best return. And it's back to juice, and it's break point. Sudden death juice.
Fascinating juncture in this Roland Garros mixed doubles final on a beautiful Thursday afternoon in Paris, building towards the women's singles semi-finals. It is Krajicek to take the return on this occasion.
Interesting change. Skupski's been returning on the break points, but haven't taken any, so they've changed it. And the return on the backhand is good from Krajicek. Roger Vasselin reaches the volley, but it's not good enough. And Skupski slams the volley away, and that change-up on return does the job. Back on serve, 4-4 in the second set.
Skupski, you may not have been sharp necessarily off the ground at occasions throughout this mixed doubles final, but on two occasions in that game, exceptional reflexes at the net, dragged them out of a hole. Beautiful play from the net from him, and here we are. 4-4 in the second set. This mixed doubles final is well and truly alive.
I mean, I was just checking the stats as that point was going on. They were 0 from 8. Skupski and Krajicek on break points. Now they're 1 from 9 and they're back on serve as Skupski adjusts his feet just in time to get to a forehand from Roger Vasselin, who pulls the forehand wide thanks to the movement, really, of Krajicek at the net, who was shaping to pick it off, and Roger Vasselin thought he had to pull it a little bit further and mishit it wide.
And in these situations, with the momentum behind you, you can often ride it. It's at the peak of this second set, 4-4. The number 4 seeds now with some momentum behind them.
Ooh, nice return from Siegmund. Just slice forehand return, chopped it. But because Krajicek was crossing, no time for Skupski to get there. And it's 15-0.
She's been really clever, the German, with her chips and also her... she's not driving the ball necessarily on return. She's opting to try and shape the ball, try and put it in positions where they can actually get into the rallies. The other players have all been effectively driving the ball on return, but she's the change-up. She opts for touch and for feel.
Long chat from Skupski and Krajicek. Skupski ready to go. Big serve down the middle. Good return from Roger Vasselin. Forehand up the line. Ripper from Skupski. Finally, suddenly, maybe just in time, is finding his range.
And again, the margins.
Right on the line, isn't it?
That one clipped the line. Absolutely. A lightning bolt forehand there from the Englishman.
30-15. Serving at 4-4. Looking to go wide. Round the back of Krajicek again. Krajicek telling Skupski where to serve, what she's going to do. They haven't decided. She keeps saying she wants to go one way, and he's like, no. Here we go. Second serve. Down the tee with the serve. Cross from Krajicek, but got back brilliantly by the good hands of Roger Vasselin and the netted forehand from Skupski, and it's 30-all.
And again, the chip return. Look, it wasn't a great chip return in that it went straight to Krajicek at the net, but it was good enough. It made her play. They were moving forward, and that brought them in. Great reflexes from Roger Vasselin.
Yeah, really good movement from Siegmund as well. Although she played that chip, she was moving forward so quickly that made it awkward for Skupski and for Krajicek, who couldn't put the volley away. Now it's 30-all. Roger Vasselin waiting, spins the racket. First serve, let.
As Vishal writes in to say, good evening, radio team. Looking forward to Swiatek and Coco Gauff, which will come a little later this afternoon.
Yep. 3 o'clock start, local time. It's the first of the semis. Paolini and Andreeva to follow. 4-all, 30-all, Skupski serving. Goes wide to the forehand of Rajavasilan. Kravchuk hits twice at Sigmund, who's equal to it. They're back into a cross-court rally between Rajavasilan and Skupski, who runs round a lob and then makes a mess of a forehand, pulls it wide and sort of slams his thigh with his racket in disgust. And it's break point to the number two seeds.
She has been the star of the show so far for mine, Sigmund. On that occasion, her reflexes, the ball was being cannoned at her, and she was able to make the reflexes, make the volleys, keep the point flowing, and then made the good move that put the pressure on Skupski. She was crossing, and he tried to get it away from her. Great play from the German.
Now it's Sigmund to return the serve of Skupski at break point. She's not going to return that. It's an ace out wide. That's what he was looking for on the previous point, that side. He finds the mark this time. It's juice. It's still break point, sudden death juice. Skupski will serve to Rajavasilan on the juice court. Quick chat with his partner, Desiree Kravchuk. Long chat, in fact. At the baseline, Kravchuk's ready to move forward. Sigmund also standing quite far back near the baseline as Rajavasilan returns. It's a good serve. Kravchuk moves backwards instead of forwards and makes a mess of the backhand. She hangs her head, and that is a crucial, crucial break of serve for Sigmund and Rajavasilan. They lead 5-4 and will serve for the match.
Just hands straight up to her face there. It fell awkwardly. It was a tricky one because it just wasn't quite... If she'd gone forward, the volley was there, but it just floated a little trickily, took the step backwards and then panicked a little bit. Tried to drive the ball straight at her counterpart, Sigmund, but overhit it. And perhaps not surprising given how good Sigmund's been at the net. Another inferred pressure, I suspect, a result of inferred pressure given the reflexes of the German. And that's a critical break with Rajavasilan now coming out to serve for the Roland Garros mixed doubles title.
And it's just that split-second decision when you're at the net to move forward or wait. And if you get it wrong, you're just made to look a fool. And she did panic a little bit in the second one because she was worried about what Sigmund might do if she hit it straight to her. Hit it too hard, hit it long and wide. And now, well, a chance for the Frenchman to put a French win on the board. A Franco-German win. Should he and Laura Sigmund finish this off here? 40 years old, Edouard Rajavasilan. Chance to win Roland Garros title for the first time. Having won here in doubles with Julien Beneteau in 2014. And Laura Sigmund looking for her third slam title. Her second in mixed. Starts with a big serve down the tee from Rajavasilan. Kravchuk can only pop it up in the air and Sigmund puts it away.
Rajavasilan's father, of course, Christoph, was a very, very, very good player, having defeated, having a win over Jimmy Connors when Jimmy Connors was the number one in the world at Roland Garros, and he fell to the fellow Frenchman and the eventual champion, Yannick Noah, in the 1983 Garros semi-final.
That is right. Good serve again from Rajavasilan, and the drive volley off a lob return from Skupski is at the feet of Kravchuk, and they're 2 points away now. And this is fine serving. When you're under pressure, when you're trying to serve out matches in doubles especially, the importance of the first serve cannot be overstated. Just sets everything up. You've got your game plan. You know where the players are moving. Find that first serve and get on with it. Here we go, 30 love. Another one hits the tee. Good return this time from Kravchuk. Gets herself back into the rally on the backhand side. And the forehand is netted from Rajavasilan. Brilliant return from Kravchuk.
Yeah, beautifully struck. Crisp, like a laser bolt, basically, that one. It rushed Rajavasilan, who did peak at a ranking of 35 in singles in 2014. He's a very, very solid player. Qualified for Wimbledon on 5 occasions. So we're seeing why. This is an outstanding level, this mixed doubles final.
Still 2 points from victory. Rajavasilan serving to Skupski. Serves to the forehand of the Briton, who whips a forehand down the line. Is it in?
Just clips the back of the baseline. Wow. You saw Rajavasilan's head, thrown back in despair as that one just touched the line. Powerfully struck from Skupski.
Wasn't totally clean, but it was very, very effective. 30 all from 30 love.
So the stakes rise in this final. What a thriller. And the crowd has been well entertained here on court. Philippe Chatrier.
Roger Vasselin catches the ball toss on the first one, then goes again. Serves to the forehand of Kravchuk, who improvises and plays an off forehand return. Apologises because she didn't mean it to be that good. It fell really short. No chance for the opponents to get it. And it gives Skupski and Kravchuk a breakback chance.
Two breakback chances.
Indeed.
Remarkable forehand return there. The deflection, just the most acute angle from the off forehand.
It was a good body serve, but an even better return. So work to be done. Roger Vasselin serves to Skupski. On the backhand side is a good serve. The backhand is in the net. Bounced before it hit the net from Skupski. And it is match point. Siegerman and Roger Vasselin. Sudden death deuce at 5-4. This is what the sudden death deuce format can do. Break point and match point.
Phenomenal. And you can hear the crowd getting right behind this. Skupski to take the return. Kravchuk standing about three-quarter court. Siegermund just crouching near the middle tee.
Roger Vasselin blows his wrist, serves to the backhand of Skupski, hits good return. Volley from Kravchuk is away, and they've broken. They've saved the match point. Brilliant return. The reply from Roger Vasselin was not brilliant, and then the volley from Kravchuk was cool as you like under pressure, and we're back at 5-all.
Phenomenal tennis. She may have made a meal of the opportunity on the previous game there, Kravchuk, but she was up to the occasion on that point. Beautifully punched forehand volley straight past Siegermund at the net. Having struggled to break for so long, they've now broken in consecutive service games to keep themselves in the fight for this title.
Quick update. Bopana and Ebden have levelled against Bolelli and Vavasori in the semi-final of the men's doubles. It's a set all. They won the second 6-2. And lots of other stuff going along. Alfie Hewitt 4-2 down in the third against Gustavo Fernandez in the wheelchair semi-final singles. First point of the 11th game goes to Siegermund and Roger Vasselin on the Kravchuk serve. Long discussion between Kravchuk and Skupski. Kravchuk gets ready. Then Sir. Oh, no, not quite. Lets the ball toss drop and starts again. Serves into the net. Roger Vasselin drops back on the second serve while as Siegermund gets ready to return it. Interesting move. Slow first serve from Kravchuk. Good return from Siegermund. In comes Roger Vasselin and nets the backhand volley. Interesting move to drop back on the second serve. Maybe just to give the server a different look.
Well, it actually worked in terms of put them in a position. It was just the volley from Roger Vasselin that didn't quite work. And he threw his head back in despair again. They were so close in that last service game. A couple of shots that went against them.
Got to get that out of their system. Forget about that. There's work to be done. 15-all. Good serve from Kravchuk down the tee. Turn from the backhand side from Roger Vasselin. Lob from Kravchuk is short, and Siegermund again puts it away really superbly. No mistake. Plays it inside out, really. And it's 15-30.
1 hour, 35 minutes on the clock for this mixed doubles final. It's been a really tight, even affair.
It's got to be Kravchuk's serve. First serve is good. The second serve's been sitting up. Not the fastest of second serves. And a chance maybe for Siegermund to force a few break points. Backhand return from Siegermund is mishit, but it lands in and Kravchuk has to go across to get it. Oh, brilliant backhand up the line from Siegermund. And that gives them three break points.
Just superbly struck. Skupski was at the net. He didn't move.
Yeah.
It was not like he was crossing, but just with the flattened out backhand, beautifully struck. Again, probably too short in the court there from Kravchuk. She was going for the angle. She was trying to take Sigmund out of court, but just didn't quite get enough on it and flattened through that backhand brilliantly. But it had to be exceptional because Skupski was camped at the net on that side.
15-40. Serve to the backhand of Roger Vasselin, who goes straight at Skupski. Skupski in the point, though. He gets the volleys back over. Oh, an amazing touch from Sigmund. Backhand volley carved across the net on the angle. Rat-a-tat exchange at the net between the pair. She finishes it off, and they will serve for this match for a second time.
She has been exceptional, the 36-year-old, in this doubles final, mixed doubles final. Just showing why she's been ranked as high as number four in women's doubles, currently the number six. She won the 2016 US Open with Pavic, playing another exceptional mixed doubles final in this occasion.
It's a bit of work to be done for Alfie Hewitt. You know, the number one seed in the wheelchairs is down 4-2 in the third to Gustavo Fernandez. He's just saved a break point, actually. Would have been 5-2. As it is, he's up against it. And Kaelin Biggin has taken the first set against Henri Bernet in the singles, 6-2 in the junior boys' quarterfinal.
And McEnroe and Songer in that Legends doubles match out on court, Suzanne Longlon. 6-2, 4-3 against Gilles Simon and Mats Wilander.
And McEnroe, 65 years old now, still playing some great tennis, helped out by the youngster, Songer. Songer and Simon, both about the same age. So, here we go. Roger Vasselin couldn't serve it out. He had a match point, but they got broken. And now at 6-5 in the second set, it'll be Sigmund serving. She's been very good on serve for the most part, defending her serve exceptionally well. Can they finish it off this time? Sigmund serves. Kravchuk returns on the forehand side into the net. Good serve down the tee. Draws the error.
Very well placed first serve there from the German.
She's been serving a lot out wide to the Kravchuk backhand, so that little change-up maybe caught Kravchuk off balance. She gets ready to serve again. Sigmund, 15 love. Serves to Skupski on the backhand, who goes down the line for a winner. Roger Vasselin looking to cross and just left the space. And whether or not Skupski was going there anyway, it worked perfectly. 15-all.
And Sam Schroeder from the Netherlands progresses in the wheelchair. Quad singles, 6-1, 6-1 over Donald Ramfardi.
15-all, Sigmund serving. Serving for the match. Return from Kravchuk straight at Roger Vasselin, who puts the ball away at the second time of asking. Punch of the fist from the Frenchman. Springing back to his position at the back of the court. 40 years young. Looking for his first mixed doubles title here at Roland Garros. And it's 30-15. They're 2 points away again.
He assumes the eye... Just about the eye formation in this occasion.
30-15. Sigmund serves the backhand of Skupski, who again goes up the line, but this time he misses. And this time it's two match points to Roger Vasselin and Sigmund on the Sigmund serve.
As Roger Vasselin back to the baseline, deep in discussion, he clubs his shoes with his racket to get the clay out of them. And again, standing very close to the tee.
Match point number two, this time on the Sigmund serve. Down the tee, it's good. Volley from Skupski is into the net. And it's there. Sigmund and Roger Vasselin rush to hug each other. They've done it. They've won the mixed doubles title here at Roland Garros with a fabulous performance. They've beaten Desiree Kravchuk and Neil Skupski, 6-4, 7-5. Nice embraces at the net from all four players. Well, I think the better team won today. Laura Siegerman in particular, having a fantastic day on the court. They hug, they give a quick shake of hands for the umpire, and they are the champions. French-German combination, a French winner at Roland Garros, going down very well with the crowd on Court Philippe Cherchien.
a standing ovation for the champions. I'm sure a standing ovation for all, because that was a really compelling, competitive mixed doubles final. The Roland Garros crowd is delighted by what they've seen, and excellent to see a new champion combination.
Yeah, scratch pairing. Never played before this 2 weeks. So what a great decision that was. I'm not sure who decided to play with whom or who asked who, but it's worked out very, very well. Edouard Roger Vasselin winning his first mixed doubles title here at Roland Garros. In his second Grand Slam mixed doubles final, having lost in the US Open in 2022. And for Laura Siegemund, well, it's a third Grand Slam title. She won the US Open in 2020 with Vera Svonareva, and the mixed doubles in 2016 in the US Open with Matej Pavic. Until this year, she'd had a 0-2 record in mixed doubles in slams. Well, she's turned that round, that's for sure. And it's, a second Grand Slam title for Roger Vasselin after his title here in the men's doubles with Julien Beneteau in 2014. Fabulous moment for a Frenchman to win here at Roland Garros, but he needed the help of his German partner, Laura Siegemund, who was probably the best player on the court.
I think her touch on return, we talked about her chipping, her lobbing, her use of the pace to then find angles, but also her hands at the net. Time and again, she came up with some clutch volleys, no more so than in that game at 5-all on break point in the second set, where she, after a rapid exchange of volleys with Skupski at the net, was able to come up with an acute backhand angle on the volley. Brilliant play, too good, as Roger Vasselin walks back towards the supporters box, raises his arms in triumph, gets the hand pump, and he's meeting I think perhaps his son.
His
son at the back of the court. What a wonderful day for him at 40 to see that success, and now he's exchanging some high fives, some signing some autographs. But no, she was outstanding, a brilliant performance from the German.
Yeah, she's just having a discussion with Amelie Mauresmo, the tournament director, former world number one, and now it's Siegemund turning to her team and just giving them a heart sign. And time for a little high five between Siegemund and Roger Vasselin. Well, as we said, never played together before this week. Decision to play has worked out very, very well. Lovely exchanges between them on the side of the court. The photographers are all here. They're in the middle of the court waiting to film the presentation. There's a little podium that's been set up, and all the ball boys and girls are currently coming onto court to be part of the ceremony. We will we'll hear from both pairs shortly, as Skupski and Kravchuk just have a chat on the sidelines. Wasn't their day. I felt like Skupski got into his rhythm a little bit too late. First set was a bit scratchy. Kravchuk held them together and they just didn't take their chances, really. They had a lot of breakpoint chances.
I think it was 7 in the first set alone before they were able to strike late in the second. But by that stage, in the box seat, the championship combination. Alex just quickly has written to say, great commentary. Pleasure to bring it to you, Alex. Doubles tennis would be more popular if the stars engaged. Look, I think that's right, but I think we saw a great crowd.
The singles guys, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true. If the singles, more singles players played, there'd be more names that people know. And so maybe people would come out to watch them. But we've had a fantastic crowd here because the French Tennis Federation allowed all grounds pass holders to come in. And so the whole of the lower bowl was full. And I think they were treated to a really great match and a great final, and with some worthy winners in Edouard Roger Vasselin.
Radio Roland Garros.
Game, set and match.
Radio Roland Garros will be with you every afternoon from 2 p.m. local time, broadcasting live from Paris, bringing you ball-by-ball commentary, exclusive interviews, and all the very latest news.
Live on radio.
Roland Garros.
Roland Garros.
And Laura Siegemund, the trophies currently being set onto the podium, shining, glinting in the sunshine. It was lovely conditions to play the match. And we're going to get ready for the ceremony very shortly. Mark Mowry will be doing the emceeing, as always, here. And still plenty of people staying to watch the ceremony. Here we go.
Les trophées seront remis par Madame Dominique Lecoux et Monsieur Jean-Luc Marrière. Madame Dominique Lecoux, qui est vice-présidente en charge de l'éthique et de la vie sportive, référente accessibilité de la pratique, de la féminisation des équipes dirigeantes et de la responsabilité sociétale. Monsieur Jean-Luc Marrière est trésorier général.
Just introducing the presentation party.
Nous allons saluer l'arbitre de la rencontre, M. Jaume Campistol.
That's the umpire, Jaume Campistol. He receives a nice little memento of his day. Very nice plate being given. It's like a silver plate.
Du tournoi double mixte Roland-Garros 2024, l'Américaine Desiree Kovchik et le Britannique Neil Skupski.
So Kovchik and Skupski, not their day in the end, with another great run to the final here. Kovchik, such a good doubles player, Skupski too, and a good pair, and they played their part in a good final. Just not quite taking their break point opportunities while Roger Vasselin and Sigurdsson definitely did.
Les finalistes.
Some nice trophies and nice photographs for the photographers to take. Both holding up silver plates. We'll probably hear from them shortly.
Vainqueur
du double mixte de Roland-Garros 2024. L'Allemande Laura Siegemund et le Français Edouard Roger Vasselin.
A huge cheer for the pair, of course, Laura Siegemund, but especially Roger Vasselin. The French champion at Roland Garros is always a great thing. Helped to bring a very good crowd in today. And the pair well worthy of their victory as they stand with their trophy.
Les vainqueurs du double mixte, Roland Garros 2024.
2014 mixed doubles champions, Edouard Roger Vasselin and Laura Siegemund. One of the ball boys being instructed to pass a microphone over to Skupski and Desiree Kravchuk.
To start, a few words, thank you.
Hello, everyone. first of all, congrats to Eddie and Laura for a great week. You guys played really well. Thanks, Neil, for playing with me again. Really appreciate it. To our team, thank you so much for supporting us this whole week. It's been a great time. To the fans, wow, there's so many of you, and it's amazing to play in front of this crowd. So thank you so much for coming out. Lastly, to all the sponsors, the tournament, you guys have done an amazing job, and I will see you tomorrow in the semis of doubles. But here you go.
Yes. Neil, please.
Yeah, first of all, I just want to congratulate Laura and Edouard. Amazing week. It must be very special to obviously win in France. For you, Edouard, congrats to you and all your team, David. I want to say thanks to Des yet again for playing with me. We lost in the final of Australia, but we'll keep going. We'll play Wimbledon together and hopefully... Oh, maybe not. but yeah, hopefully we can go one step further. And thanks to all our box, Louis, Craig, Mark, Ken back at home. Thanks for all the support this week. To say thanks to Emily and all her all the sponsors, everyone that put the event on. This first time on Chatray, it's an amazing court. The roof on Suzanne Longlon has been a major success. too much rain this year, so it was great that you had the roof. And all the fans that came out today, it's an amazing crowd for mixed doubles. Thanks for coming out, and hopefully we can see you next year. Thank you.
Thank you, Neil. Merci. Laura, please.
Hello, everybody. I just want to congratulate you guys. You are one of the best mixed teams, so we knew we have to play our very best today. So great, great job. And the next one, you will get some more titles, that's for sure. congrats also to your team. There are many people in the background, I'm sure, that participate. This was a last-minute thing. I didn't want to play mixed here because I was in singles, doubles also, and then Edouard called me or texted me like 2 hours before the deadline. So I was like, I always wanted to play with him and was always somehow not working out. And then I was like, I can't say no. Now he's finally free. He wants to play. So I think it was a good decision that we signed up. Yeah, thank you so much for playing with me. I really, I enjoyed some mix before, but this was special. I really, really enjoyed it. And also having you fans in the back through him, that was really amazing. Lastly, thanks. And lastly, thanks to my team, Anto, Sofia. We had a really long week here, lots of ups and downs. So thanks for hanging in there with me. And yeah, here it is. Thank you.
Merci, Laura. Edouard?
Oui, un petit mot en anglais, just a few words to say, yeah, of course, congratulate you guys. For sure, it's special to win in Wimbledon, and for me, it's really special to win here. So congratulations also to your team. Thank you, Laura, for accepting my last decision. I mean, yeah, like you said, like 2 hours before, I had no partners, and you said yes, so I'm glad you said yes, and we had a great week, so thank you for you and to your team as well. Bien sûr, un mot en français, évidemment, vous pouvez pas imaginer le kiff, le plaisir de gagner Roland Garros. Voilà, je crois que ça fait 10 ans presque jour pour jour que j'avais gagné en double avec Julien Beneteau, et 10 ans après, je regagne ici. Donc c'est un moment très spécial.
Winning with Julien Beneteau, so it's a really special moment to do it again.
Bien sûr, merci au public qui nous a bien poussé toute la semaine et encore aujourd'hui. C'était pas facile, on a eu l'occasion de finir plus tôt, et puis finalement ça s'est mal goupillé, et vous nous avez bien soutenus, vous nous avez donné l'énergie à la fin pour gagner, donc merci à vous et très bonne journée. Je pense que là c'est pas fini.
So thank you very much for being here because you gave us the energy to get over the line at the end.
Un petit mot pour Amélie, merci de m'avoir fait jouer 2 matchs hier, ça m'a mis en jambes. Voilà, pour aujourd'hui, maintenant je crois que je vais avoir besoin de récupérer un petit peu. Ouais, je suis encore jeune, c'est clair, je reviendrai dans 10 ans, voilà, pour gagner. Et merci à tous ceux qui m'ont suivi cette semaine, ma famille bien sûr, il y a mon fils là qui était pas né il y a 10 ans, et puis là il est là, donc ça fait plaisir. Merci à tous de m'avoir supporté.
Thank you, his family, his little 10-year-old.
J'espère revenir dans un peu plus d'un mois, un mois et demi, ici sur le central. Ce serait bien. Voilà, on en reparlera avec Paul-Henri et Ivan, mais j'espère revenir dans un mois et demi ici. Merci à tous.
Oh, nice words from Edouard Roger-Vasselin and from Laura Siegemund after the late decision to join. What a great decision. 2 hours before the deadline, they sign up and they go all the way and win their first mixed doubles title together. And hilarious that Desiree Krawczyk say to Neil Skupski, well, I don't know if we will play Wimbledon now. And I'm playing doubles tomorrow anyway, so try and win that. But it is over. The mixed doubles is over for another year, and the champions are Edouard Roger-Vasselin of France and Laura Siegemund of Germany, a 6-4, 7-5 victory over Desiree Krawczyk and Neil Skupski.
in the final. Fine performance by those two.
Radio Roland Garros.
Game, set, and match.
Radio Roland Garros will be with you every afternoon from 2 p.m. local time, broadcasting live from Paris, bringing you ball-by-ball commentary, exclusive interviews, and all the very latest news.
Live on radio.
Roland Garros.
Roland Garros.
They are just about ready, the players. If I look behind me onto the screen, I see Coco Gauff with the headphones on. The team has departed, getting herself set, and she'll be facing the world number one, Iga Świątek. She's here alongside Elena, the first of the semi-finals. It's intriguing, it's predictable, it's unpredictable. You speak to 10 people, 10 are saying it's straight sets and it's quick, and the others say maybe this time it could be different.
Well, that would tally with a head-to-head of 10-1, wouldn't it? But I think we saw yesterday that tennis can be anything but predictable. Yesterday we looked ahead to the two women's quarterfinals and we said, oh, it'll be fine. Rybakina will cruise through, Sabalenka will romp past a 17-year-old, and by the end of today, tennis had proved yet again that we're all wrong to make predictions about it. So I'm looking forward to this one. I think Coco Gauff is still emerging. She's still growing. She's still developing. And this could be perhaps their tightest contest yet.
Let's hope so. For all involved, intrigued, as Coco Gauff, the 20-year-old, making her fifth appearance at Roland Garros in her fourth Grand Slam semi-final, makes her way up the stairs and awaits her entrance out onto court, Philippe Chatrier, third seed at this year's championships.
La première joueuse à rentrer sur le court est troisième mondiale aujourd'hui. Elle a remporté l'US Open l'an passé. Elle était finaliste en Roland Garros en 2022. L'américaine Coco.
What we know is that she will be the new world number two on Monday, the current US Open champion. Won Auckland at the start of the year. She's looking to be the youngest player to beat the world number one at Roland Garros since Nicole Vidasova beat Amelie Mresmo in the round of 16 in 2006. The task is a tough one as the world number one, and the world number one by a country mile. Iga Świątek makes her way up the stairs, headphones on, and awaits her introduction onto the court where she's won the title three times. Winning run on clay, one away from equaling her longest. She's a two-time defending champion. She has won 19 straight matches at Roland Garros and four Grand Slam titles, three of them here. She is the player in women's tennis to beat, especially when it comes to playing on the red clay. The first of the semi-finals that we have for you, Gigi and Elena, Coco Gauff and Iga Świątek. And it's going to be intriguing once they get in and do the housekeeping, do the coin toss, the start for Coco Gauff. We saw this yesterday with Jasmine Paolini. You've got to settle quickly. You've got to get off to a good start.
Well, there's no room for errors. There's no room for lapses in concentration. There's no room for anything less than your very, very best game against a player like Iga Świątek. She reigns supreme here at Roland Garros. She has reigned pretty much supreme on clay this year, and this is a phenomenal task for Coco Gauff. But she did a great interview with Nick McCarville, a former Radio Roland Garros alumnus, and she was talking about how she's had a lot of firsts here at Roland Garros. First junior Grand Slam, first major quarterfinal was here, first final of a Grand Slam was here, and she may be looking to push through another barrier today.
Let's have a listen in to the housekeeping that will include the coin toss.
Can we take kids, please? Thank you.
Photo with the mascots. Lovely
Thank
photo,
you.
Lovely smiles.
Okay, ladies, just a few reminders. We've been the best of three. The final set tiebreak is a 10-point tiebreak.
Already
we do have the clock on top of the scoreboard.
Chair
also in front of me. The time starts after turn on the score in French. For the towel boxes, you have the one that matched your towel. So, Coco, you have the orange one. And Iga, for you, the blue one. Line umpires on every line, so the night covered. If you want me to check a mark, just make it clear, stop the points. Any questions? No? Coco, do you want the player or the ball? The ball is cold.
Will she get the ball? Here we go. Coin toss, coin. Here we go. Flip it. That's a good flip.
The ball. Yes.
Sir? They love that.
Me?
That shows you how focused and in the zone they are.